Come on, Transformation Church. Let's give God a shout of praise in the building. Oh, if he's been good to you, if he sustained you, if he has been the one who has always seen you in your need and didn't just meet the need but exceeded it, let's give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God in this place, and I know the presence of God is in your place. Somebody say, God is here. And I want you to know that's wherever you are. There are people right now that are watching all over the world, and I want you to know that God is omnipresent through his Holy Spirit, and he is right where you are. So I want you to lift your hands right now all over the world, and I want you to just begin to ask God for what you need. Come on. Father, I need peace right now. Come on. No, out of your mouth, not ethereal. God, I've been having such a sense of depression. I need joy right now. Come on. He's right there. It's better that Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit be with you in this moment than Pastor Mike being there. Come on, tell him what you need. Father, I actually need to rest. I've been sleeping, but I haven't been resting. Holy Spirit, help me to rest. Come on. I want you to ask God for whatever you need right now. God, I need to be able to focus. God, I need to be able to focus on you. I've been distracted by so much. Right now, the Holy Spirit is right there with you. Yeah, wherever you are, we say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what I... Somebody needs this. To be overcome by your... Just somebody say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Say it. Say, Holy Spirit, you are. That's all I want you to say right now. Now, welcome into your heart. Welcome into your home. Welcome into the places that are dark. Just say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Say,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
In the middle of the depression, in the middle of the anxiety, in the middle of the addiction, I want you to right now lift your hands and tell him he's invited. Say,
Holy Woo! Spirit, you are welcome.
In the middle of the marriage that is hard to be in the middle of the financial depression, in the middle, Father God, of my own insecurity, somebody lift your voice and say,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
God, today we invite you in. This is our prayer through this whole series. We're going to speak it in faith.
Let us become more aware.
Lift it up.
Of your presence.
That's what we want.
Let us experience.
Father, I invite you in. Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. Father, you know what needs to happen. Hey! Touch every heart, touch every mind, touch every situation. I only can speak, but you can touch, Father God. Come on, I dare you to just say,
let us become.
Yeah. Somebody's gonna get this. This is your crazy faith statement.
Let us experience the glory.
We're just starting this thing up and inviting God in. Hey.
Let us become.
Thank you, God. Holy Spirit. Father, we would never start a series about the Holy Spirit without us giving you an invitation. So today, tens of thousands of us are gathered. And Father, even if we don't know everything we're getting into, and we don't know, Father God, we may have questions or doubts or bad experiences right now at the beginning, we say you're invited. You're welcome here. Come on, say it out of your mouth. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come on, say it again. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Put your hand on yourself and say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Put your hand on your mind and say, Holy Spirit, oh yeah, you are welcome here. Father, we're welcoming you. Father, we have a plan, but you have a purpose. And I thank you that you would interrupt our plan with your purpose. Meet us at the point of our hurt, need, brokenness. And Father, do what only you can do. The Holy Spirit is moving right now. Some of y'all don't even need the message. All you needed to do was make space for him. And he's coming in right now and he's healing. He's answering questions. I don't know what you need right now, but he does right now. Some of you, forgiveness is flooding your heart right now. Some of you, there's a conviction. You know you were doing stuff you weren't supposed to do. You didn't need nobody to catch you. The Holy Spirit right now is turning your heart towards the Father. Father, come in and do whatever you want to do. In Jesus' name we pray. If you're ready for the Holy Spirit to do what only he can do, could you give God a shout of praise all over? Oh, y'all gonna play me? All over the world, let's give God the biggest shout of praise. Is that the best praise you got? Let's give God, the ruler of the universe, the God who sits on high, the God that lives in us. Let's give him a shout of praise. Hey, I feel God. If you're sitting next to somebody, high five them and say, get ready. Come on, if you say it in the chat, come on, tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Oh, man. I've been waiting on this series for over 4 months. And if you're joining us for the first time, I want to say welcome. My name is Michael Todd. I am black and my shoes are yellow. I just want you to know that we love you. And we've prayed for you. And we believe that this is a divine moment that was orchestrated by God. I know your friend told you, you gotta watch with me. Or your girlfriend was like, if you don't watch church with me, we can't go out no more. Okay, that's fine if that was your situation. But I believe all of those things were just a means to get you in a place where you could be loved, where you could hear truth in a world where you don't know what the truth is today. Depending on where you get your media from and who's around, you don't know what truth is. But I'm telling you today, you're going to be introduced to the truth, the way, and the life. And so I'm so grateful for you. And I think today is going to be, I told our team, I think everything changes after today. And I don't say that lightly, and I don't make these false claims. How God has been dealing with me about this series and what I'm about to share with you today, I would encourage you to gather your family, text your friends, text somebody, share the link, because I believe that God is about to supernaturally do something for your understanding today. And it's going to change the trajectory, not just for you and not just for your children, but God is a multi-generational God. For your children's children, the things that happen and the things that you hear and the things that you decide today, the choices you make, will transform you forever. So today, if you're excited for the word, could you, wherever you are in the building, at your house, watching this on rebroadcast, could you put your hands together in expectation of what God is about to do? Oh, come on right now. This is saying, you know what? I believe something good is gonna happen. I don't even know what it is right now. See, faith doesn't take you, hold on, stop. You don't get it. See, in church, one of the things that we get to do is we get to praise God before it happens. It doesn't take faith to jump after somebody gives you a $50,000 check. That's a natural reaction. What takes faith is you looking at what you don't have and you begin to praise God for what you know he can do. What I'm saying is that I believe God is about to do something through this series that's going to transform your life. Now, the proof, if you actually believe it, is going to come out in the praise I'm about to give you 5 seconds to do. And I know some of you are sitting in your curlers and you're at the house in the bed, but it would behoove you to let God know that he's more important than what you're doing right now. And I dare you to start your week. I feel something right now. I dare you to start your week off saying, God, I'm going to give you the highest praise I got. So for what you believe is going to happen at the end of this service, why don't you give God some praise right now? Hallelujah! No, I dare you to give God. Woo. I dare you to give God some praise right now. Thank you, God. Y'all about to see what's about to happen. Glory to God. You may be seated. It's crazy when you stand in a moment you've been picturing for months. I'm just taking it all in, because everything changes after this, Charles. Everything changes after this, Dad. Everything changes after this, Bree. I've been burdened with the task of representing a topic and a person of God that honestly is taboo in the church. Most people feel like the person of the Holy Spirit is not a person at all. It's a feeling. It's goosebumps. Oh, I went in there and what did the pastor preach? I don't know, but the Spirit was there. And it's this ethereal, mystical, I don't really know what it is. And he got a bad PR spin because he was called the Holy Ghost. You don't know, I don't mess with no ghosts. And there's this like idea around it. As I've walked on my Christian journey, I have found that there is no greater resource to my everyday life than the person of, just say it with me, say Holy Spirit. No, say it one more time, say Holy Spirit. And for everybody that maybe came from a different background, or you were raised around crazy people, it wasn't the Holy Spirit was crazy, it was those people who were crazy. So some of us have been indoctrinated with different things. My job for the next 7 weeks is to represent to you who, what, and why God sent us Holy Spirit. Now, I know this may be different for some people because you've never even experienced this. And some of y'all come from religions and backgrounds that don't even talk about the Holy Spirit. He in the Bible, but we just ignore him. Like, you know that cousin or that uncle that come to the family reunion but nobody talks to? Y'all all know we got that one family member that be there, but I ain't talking to Uncle Jimmy. That's what we do with the Holy Spirit. And today, I'm coming to normalize the Holy Spirit. And I know for some people who are intellectual thinkers, like, I don't even know it. I got you. And now some of the people that just want to come into church and buck and I got you too. And for everybody who thinks that it's something that's supposed to be on the back shelf and not really put on display for the world to see, I got something for you. I'm asking you for the next 7 weeks, buckle up. I have way more revelation than I have time. I have been oozing. I ain't sleep much last night. I literally told Charles, I said, I woke up and thought it had already happened because it had already played out in my mind. But what I'm telling you is God is about to revolutionize your life through the person of the, say it with me, say Holy Spirit. Say it with your chest, Holy Spirit. Okay. So I'm going to bring it back all the way down and I'm going to walk you through this. I am a teacher in this sermon series. Okay. So I need you to get something to write with, because there's so much information that you're going to have to understand what God is saying. Take it on your phone, and I want to welcome you to week one of a series we're calling The Upgrade. Somebody say The Upgrade. The Upgrade. Now, let me just ask you a question. How many of you like upgrades? Hands lifted in the chat in the building. If I'm going to buy a new car, the way that that person knows that they can really make me come back is if I say, yeah, for the price, I want the basic model, or just give me a little extra if you can. And they come back to me and say, well, sir, because we're having a special today, you are going to get the deluxe package with all leather seats and all the trim and all the different things. You're going to get the upgrade. The first thing I say is, hold on. I told you I only had this much to spend. When they come back and say to me, sir, this is no charge to you. This is a free upgrade. Everything in my spirit begins to leap for joy because I get to experience the highest level of the model that I have but I did not have to pay any extra or anything be taken away from me. When it comes to this life with Christ, I want to submit to you that there is an upgrade that is free of charge, that has been paid for in the nail prints that Jesus took. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Easter, and everybody shouted that he got up, but we don't talk about what he left. He got up, and he's gone now. And we shout about something that happened while something is still available to happen. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. What Jesus did is give us an upgrade. And I'm going to prove it to you in scripture, but it came alive to me because I believe, Charles, it was in December when I called you. It was bath time. And I like to give y'all behind the scenes of how God really speaks to me so you don't think it's something he just does to me. Like, we in a white stage and stuff, but I'm not special. Like, this is God doing this. It was bath time. I was giving Bella a bath, and it was in December, and I call it the December download. I've been praying, God, what are we going to do for this next series and da-da-da-da. And literally, in that moment, God gave me the messages for Anchored. In that moment, as I'm scrubbing my son's tushy, he gave me, I'm just being very honest of how this happened. He gave me the entire series of Anchored. He told me the name Paper Chasers for the Financial Stewardship series. And he gave me this series called The Upgrade. And then he told me that Pastor Charles is supposed to speak 4 weeks in June. He's supposed to do the entire series. Oh, it's about to be nasty. But Charles, I called you on FaceTime. He's like, what's up, PM? I said, I got it. And I was saying, I can't write it down because I'm wiping booty, but I need you to take this down. Is that how it happened? And from that moment, the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, Michael, he said, this year we're going to get anchored, and they can't be anchored without me. Write down the first unofficial point. You can't be anchored without the Holy Spirit. He is the only God that is active on earth today. And I know it's messing with some of y'all minds right now, but I'm going to walk you through this entire thing. But it got to me because I, in my personal life, had an upgrade available and hadn't taken it. I want to empathize with all the people who may have gotten saved 15 years ago and you've ignored the Holy Spirit for 15 years. I want to be able to sympathize because I don't want to be somebody that comes from a self-righteous position of like, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. No. That's what religion tells you, and that you don't speak in tongues. You don't got the evidence. It's not evidence. It's benefits. We'll talk about that later. But I'm telling you, there are some things that we have to walk through, and I need to come from a very humble position because back in October, I paid for 2 iPhone 12s. I bought one for my wife, and I bought one for me. I was completely out of storage, but I was still using my phone. October came and went. November came and went. December, I had a break. You know what? This is when I'm going to transfer all my pictures. It's very simple. They made it. Just put the phones next to each other. Just put the phones next to each other, Mike, and download all your stuff. Get all your apps back. December came and went. January came and went. February came and went. And my wife looked at me, and she said, Michael, my phone no longer charges. She said, I need a new phone. I said, I bought you a phone, and I've been holding it for 4 months. She said, why in the world would you spend our money and not let me experience what was paid for? And I said, I don't know. I've just been in. March came and went. And then she got ignorant. She started talking about me to people. If she would miss a call, she said, my phone was dead. But Michael upgraded me and has not allowed me to receive my upgrade. Today I have a confession to make. Natalie has an upgraded iPhone 12. My iPhone 12 is still in the box. This is my real phone. This has been sitting in the front of my backpack for almost 6 months. The thing that people wait in lines for, the people that people have gone into debt for, all the power and connectivity in the world, better reception, ability to know where I'm at no matter where I'm at. Sitting, waiting, and available. Yet I have not received my upgrade. And may that be a depiction of the body of Christ today. That you're sitting here wearing the name Christ on your back. You got the necklace, you serve on the team, you're walking around representing, representing, and representing God, but you still have not received the Holy Spirit. That is about to change for both of us. This week, that phone is going to be upgraded. And in this series, your life is about to be upgraded. If you believe it in faith, why don't you give God a shout of praise? Okay? So the title of my message today is what my wife said to me, and I'm going to say to you, why wouldn't you accept the upgrade? Like, why wouldn't you accept the Holy Spirit? If it's already paid for, if it's already given, if it gives you perks and advantages that you don't have now, why? Why wouldn't you? And this is an introspective question. This is not for your neighbor. This is not for your husband. This is not for your wife. This is not for the group. I'm asking you, why haven't you accepted the power and the person of the Holy Spirit? And some of you are like, I just can't get with it. I got Jesus. I got God, but the Holy Spirit, let me tell you how important the Holy Spirit is, and let me tell you who said he was important, Jesus. At the end of his ministry, when you go through John 14, 15, and 16, Jesus is basically trying to convince his disciples, it's going to be okay. I'm leaving, but it's going to be okay. I ain't going to be here no more, but it's going to be okay. I'm not pulling and making fish into enough to feed everybody no more, but it's gonna be okay because I'm about to send somebody who's your upgrade. Can I prove it to you? John chapter 14, verse 16. This is Jesus. It's titled, Jesus Promises Another Helper. He said, and I will pray to the Father. And Hebrew word, in Hebrew, that word pray means ask. So read it like that. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another, everybody say helper. Helper. Underline that, circle that, highlight that. He will give you another helper. So that implies that Jesus was a helper. Yeah, yeah. But Jesus helped us in salvation. Yeah, come on. That was his piece of the puzzle. Come on. I'm going to mess with some of y'all theology in this whole thing, but you're going to get it. Just stick with me. Jesus was an example to help us know how to walk on this earth. Well, all the crazy that was going on, he helped give us a picture. He said, but I'm going to send another helper that he, realize in your Bible, that is a capital H. Wow. That is not an it. That is a God. Yeah. He may abide with you forever. That's on heaven and in earth. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Write down my first point. The Holy Spirit is not just a power. He's not just a present. Presence, the Holy Spirit, watch this, is a person. Michael Todd is a person. Gary McIntosh, our founding pastor, who happens to be 70 today. Can we give it up for our founding pastor? I love you, man of God. 70 years old, we wouldn't be here without you. But the reason I can celebrate him is because he is a person. The person that you like and you've been crushing on, the only reason you liking and crushing them, you're not liking and crushing on trees. Well, maybe some of y'all are, and we have prayer for that later. But you're liking and crushing on them because they are a person. Why are you going so hard on this? It's because the Bible never refers to the Holy Spirit as an it. So why do we? It's not an it. He is a, everybody say person. Why is this important? Come close. Because you will never develop a personal relationship with somebody you don't see as a person. The Holy Spirit wants a personal relationship with you. So Jesus, talking to his disciples, acted like it was a guy named Gary. Gary's gonna come to you and help you. And when Gary comes to help you, receive him, because when he comes, he's gonna lead you into all truth. I really wish that the Holy Spirit had a different name, because if he had a different name, many of you would accept him. But when, for some reason, when it's Holy Spirit, we think it's mystical. He said, no, he's a person. And if you realize that he is a person, then you will develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. And the problem that most people have is our teaching. We've just been taught wrong. The only reason I'm here is to teach you right and hopefully represent this thing. God is three persons in one. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We say that, but we don't think about it like that. We don't live like that. See, even in our communication, it's like, man, I need God. I've been struggling through stuff, so I need God. You can get the person that's from somebody who's struggling with addiction all the way to the person in the penthouse. Like, just want to give honor to God as I accept this award for making girls twerk on the floor. Like, at every award show, just want to thank God. See, people have an idea of who God is. So they thank God, but they don't understand when they say God, that's three in one. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God who? Hold on. I'm going to help you. Walk with me on this, and let me help bust your bubble. God the Father is not more powerful than God the Holy Spirit. God the Son. You came from heaven to earth to show God I worship you at your cross, at your feet. He's not more powerful than the Holy Spirit. I know all of our children teaching talked about God. We think some of the people that are on earth, Noah, Moses, David, are more powerful than the Holy Spirit. You talk more about being a David to a Goliath. Let me stop. Help me, Holy Spirit. You have a better view of Abraham than you do of the person of the Holy Spirit. You've just been taught wrong. It's one God. Everybody say one God. Say it like you mean it. One God, three expressions. Okay, okay. What is this? It's water. That's what we say, but if you want to be very scientific, this is H2O. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay? This is H2O. I'm thirsty. I got a straw. That's good. Let me ask you a different question. What? Hold on real quick. We established this is what? It's H2O. What is this? You say ice? If we go down to its basic form, this is H2O. Now, it's in a different form than the liquid version, but this still is, this is a different expression. So when your drink is too warm, you don't put more water in it. It's H2O, but you put a different expression of H2O into your drink, and we call it ice. What is this? This is H2O too. It's dry ice, and it's a different expression. So if that was God the Father, God the Son, this is God the Holy Spirit. Still H2O. But it takes on a completely different form. Oh, and this is what God is about to do in your life. You're about to see evidence
of the power of the Holy Spirit. Still God. Still God. Still God. Still God. Still God. Still God. God the Father. God the Son. And God help me, the Holy Spirit. Hear what I'm saying. The power resides in all three of them. And if you want to sum up your Christian life and God the Father, the big man upstairs, and what Jesus did at the cross, which was powerful, then you will leave out the most influential part of affecting your life today. Can I help you? God's done doing. Seven days. He did everything he was gonna do in 7 days. Think about it. Genesis, in the beginning, he said, let who? Us. Who was he talking about? Us? It wasn't just God the Father. He had a board meeting with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and said, let's go ahead and make man in our image. I got the first leg. I'm going to take the next 7 days and I'm going to speak to the void. And I'm going to blow life. I'm going to tell the ocean to come that far. Stop. That's where the land is going to start. And then I'm going to make birds and I'm going to make whales and I'm going to do all of that. And on the sixth day, I'm going to take a nap. And I'm going to show people how to rest, even when they're creating something that people will be enjoying for the rest of their life. I got 7 days on it. And he created Eden as a paradise. And what ended up happening is the enemy came into Eden and God said, I'm done doing what I'm going to do. I'm just going to stay with my kids in paradise I created. The enemy comes in, whispers, Adam and Eve, they fall out of relationship with God. And now because he's holy, there is a separation. The only reason, you may have never thought about this, Jesus is not necessary had sin not entered the world. But since sin entered the world, the Father said, y'all gonna make me get up. But I can't, because I'm holy and I can't change. So I'm not gonna come down off my throne to save my kids because they didn't listen to me. But I'm gonna send their big brother. And I'm gonna send their big brother. I need y'all to stay with me. I'm gonna send their big brother. And I'm going to make him take the whooping they should have got. See, some of y'all don't come from old school homes. But in an old school home, what would end up happening if the older brother or the older sister was with the younger brother or the younger sister and they did something bad, everybody got a whooping. Why? Because the older brother or the older sister was the one that was going to be the mature one to take and guide and lead and be the example. And they said, well, when I did it, it didn't even happen. But the fact that you did it let them think that they could do it. So everybody getting a whooping. What God said is, I need to send a big brother to take the whooping for everybody else's sin. So Jesus, I know. And Jesus said, I'll do my part. 7 days, 33 years. I'm trying to give you a timeline of every God personality and expression, what they were supposed to do. So God the Father worked it out for 7 days and took a nap from one of them. God the Son came to the earth for 33 years. And what did he say when he climbed up on the cross? It is finished. What was finished? His part of the plan was complete when he died on the cross. He said, I did my part. And right before he died, he tells the disciples, don't worry, I've done my part, but I'm about to send you. I'm about to tag in. Y'all ever watch wrestling? When they're at the ropes and they tag in their partner, God tagged Jesus. And then Jesus tagged the Holy Spirit. And can I say it like this? I'm going to mess with your theology right here. God's not doing anything else in your life. God the Father? It ain't, he's, God, will you help me? He already did when he sent Jesus. And Jesus, even though you wear the cross around your neck, he not coming to earth to help you do anything. Jesus, help me. Anytime you call on him, both of them stand here and say, Holy Spirit. Y'all missed it. God the Father and God the Son. When you say, God, I need you, he said, he ain't talking to me. And then Jesus said, he ain't talking to me. It's finished. And the Holy Spirit, here I go. Where do you need me? I'm everywhere you need to be. Where do I need to show up? You have been blocking your God power on the earth, and his name is Holy Spirit. Same name. Same name. But different titles, different functions, different statuses, different location. It's God. The Holy Spirit is God. Say it with me. The Holy Spirit is God. One more time. The Holy Spirit is God. But if you don't see him as God, you treat him as extra. If you don't see him as God, you go past his power in your life. That thing that told you, don't go to the club tonight. That was the Holy Spirit. And you rather a feeling, an aura, a vibe. Oh, I'm in some of y'all business. I gotta get the mood. I gotta get the atmosphere right. The Holy Spirit said, I've been here from the beginning of time. When they was talking Alpha and Omega, that was me too. You thought it was just God the Father or God the Son, but when they said Alpha and Omega, that was your boy too. I know everything about everything and everybody. And if you would tap into my God power, you would experience God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. So in the beginning, when they said, let us make man, it was a meeting between God, God, and God. God, God, God. Here it is. Let's turn up. Well, we got to create something in our image. So God looked at God and said, God, I'm trying to drive home a point right here. Holy Spirit, come help me. You can say, God, come help me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. And Jesus says, you're welcome. Jesus, come help me. He says, the Holy Spirit's going to come. God, God, and God. They still not getting it, Charles. Okay, so let me build this out for you. God is his name. Okay? But then, God has a title. And we love God the Father. He's a good, good father. It's who you are. He is. He's a great father. And then he sent us his only son. Now, I want you to realize it was not multiple sons. It was his only. So it then is God the Son. And he has a name. What's his name? Jesus. So it's God the Father, God Jesus. And then guess what the third God's name is? The Holy Spirit. You're getting it. Some of y'all are going to be at the top of the class by the end of this. This one, I'm just having to take you through it because by the end of this, it's going to change everything. But God the Father has a specific function. God the Father's function is, watch this, provider. I'm going to provide the heavens and the earth. I'm even going to provide my only son. I'm going to provide purpose and plans for everybody. But once I provide what I want, I'm going to take a seat on the throne of the universe. So if you need somebody in a different function, then he sends Jesus, and his function is, watch this, very simply, I'm giving you theological principles that will guide your life. Jesus' function is Savior. So God, the Father, didn't come to save you. He sent God, Jesus, to save you. But this scripture tells us that after Jesus saved us, he doesn't have to save us over and over again. And I know some of y'all have backwards teaching in your church that tells you you need to come to the altar every time you do something and mess up. No, that's the point where you repent and you turn back to God. And I know some people use that as a manipulation tactic. But what Jesus did for us, when you really actually receive the finished work of Jesus Christ, it is a done deal. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, I know I'm coming against some strongholds right now, but when you put your faith in Jesus, you don't have to come to the altar every Sunday and say, God, forgive me. He already forgave you and he knew it before you would do it. And so that's why he sent Jesus as the propitiation. That's a big word for all of your sins. That means he died for the sins you did commit, that you are committing, and that you'll ever commit. And what he's saying is your eternity is secure, but your history is jacked up. People don't know how to live. They know where their eternity will be spent, but they don't know where their tomorrow will be. So what did God, the Father, provide for us? A Savior. And then he said, oh, they're going to need something else to live. So I'm going to send God the Holy Spirit. And his function, look at it in John, is helper. Now, how many of us need help in an area of our life? Hands lifted high. You need help in something, in your marriage, in your business. You need help. Stop calling on the God whose function is not helping you. I know it's rough. But once you learn the function of God the Father, talk to him about provision. And it's the crazy thing, he already done it. He ain't providing anything new. He's just waiting for you to discover what he provided. Do you know that there will be no diamonds ever made again? Because when God made diamonds in coal mines, he made them all for one time. But do you know for the next centuries and eons, we will be discovering things that God put there years ago? Because it's not about finding out about God. It's about discovering what he's already placed there. What I'm telling you is when you get in a relationship, it's not about God help this marriage. It's no, God help me find out who you created me to be, so I can be the right person in this marriage. It's never about what God will provide. It's what God's already provided. So he sent Jesus, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to help you. Now, this is the one that's going to mess you up. I've been hitting towards it all the way, but I just need you. I'm just trying to make sure you get right theology. And I'm not being facetious, or I'm not trying to be into semantics. Like if you say, God, I'm praying to you, I'm not saying like it's three in one, okay? But I'm trying to get you to recognize the family member that y'all act like don't exist. I'm trying to just get you to recognize that Uncle Jerry that's crazy, he's a real person. And the reason that he's addicted to that, and the reason that he's going there, because he has a real story. Like we treat people that aren't like us or that we don't understand, we treat them like they're less than human. Oh, I know how you treat homeless people. Just because they don't have a house like you, you think because you're riding around in the Toyota Corolla and you live in a high rise that somehow you're better than them. Be careful lest you be the one that fall down and you've dehumanized people. Oh, I see some of my fellas who have dehumanized human beings because you've been addicted to pornography and now you see women as a sexual object instead of something that God created because of the perversion in your hand. When you don't know something, you dehumanize it. When you don't know something, you make it less personal. That's why some of y'all, the commercials of children in Africa don't move you no more. You see the children with their bellies and they're eating out of thing, and you threw away what they would eat for a week. And it doesn't even compute to you anymore, because what you don't know about, you make less personal. Oh, is that why we have racial problems in the USA right now? It's because you was raised around all black people and you was raised around all white people and you go to the lake with all Hispanic people and oh, I got a black friend and he's the guy that you pay to work for you and he's the token that comes to your thing. The reason you've made it less personal is because you don't know him. And the reason you've made the Holy Spirit less personal is because you don't know him. God the Father is a provider. God Jesus is a Savior. God the Holy Spirit is a what? Helper. And they all have a current status. Look where God's current status is, the Father. Look at it. His current status is set apart and holy. That's why God couldn't come to earth, because he couldn't mix with the sin. I can't do the sin. Like for me, I can't do smoke. So like when I go, not because I don't like people who smoke, it's just like it does something to me. Like when I go into a hotel room or I go into a car and I rent a car, it's like I can tell immediately my eyes start to water. I like have an allergic. I can't do the smoke. So when I go and rent a car and I get in and somebody was, you know, blowing them trees and making things happen, I ain't got no problem with you. I just can't drive this car because I can't do that. That atmosphere is not conducive for me to be exactly who I'm supposed to be. It begins to impair who I actually am. So what God said is I can't do sin. Like I created a perfect earth and I just can't do sin. So it literally tells us in the Bible that Eden is still a place that is hidden from humans because it is guarded and gated by angels, because that's a space that only holy is accepted in. Only perfect is accepted there. But God is so loving. He really is a good father that he said, I can't stay without my children. So instead of them coming here, I can't let them come here because I can't do sin. Like I can't do it, but I'll pay for it. And so I'll send Jesus. And now Jesus has a status too. Where's Jesus's status? Look at it. He's seated.
Come on.
Hold on, what? He's seated. Luke 22:69 said that when Jesus finished his assignment, that then he was seated in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father. Hold up. So when he said it is finished as Savior, he went and took a seat. That's his current status. Right now, we worship you, Jesus. He is in his lazy boy in heaven like, that's it. I like that song, you sustain. I do, you sustain. He is in the lazy boy reclined, seated. Read the scripture. Do you know the Holy Spirit and his status? Put it on the screen. Active. He is the only God expression still active. And you don't even think he real. Something told me to not go that way, and there was an accident on the highway. Something? It was God. God? God, the big man upstairs. He set apart. He not down here. He created it, but he ain't down here. God the Son, yeah. He's seated. He done with y'all. He had 33 years of this ghetto world, and he was like, I'm pretty much done with this. Think about it. The only God that is still active in the earth today is God the who? Holy Spirit. If you don't get anything else that I say, the reason you have to receive and release the Holy Spirit in your life is because he is the only God that is active in every part of every day, of every moment, of every breath that you will take for the rest of your life. And then he won't leave you. He will escort you to a heavenly home if you put your faith in Jesus, who saved us, and you will be introduced to the Father who provided all of it for us. I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit is God. And the crazy thing is, I could go to tons of churches today, and there are people that are lifting their hands, raising their voices, and they don't even recognize the person of the Holy Spirit. Can I just sum it up for you? All of them have a location. I just told you, but some of y'all at the head of class, God the Father's location at this current moment, heaven. And that's where everybody's trying to get to. Yeah. God, Jesus, his location, guess where it is? Heaven. But do you know where the Holy Spirit is right now? He's on earth. He's right next to you, and he's right in you. Holy Spirit, make yourself come alive to people right now. Oh, don't think that I'm about to teach a message about him without him. Like, I'm going to have random stops and pauses, because some of you right now, something on the inside of you is starting to move. You're starting to release and wake up. You're understanding. Faith is coming to you right now. And some of you need to understand that he is a person. Why wouldn't you accept the upgrade? Why wouldn't you allow him to be God in your life? So God the Father, write this down. God is our Father. You can just go straight down the thing and see it. God is our Father that provides, who is set apart or holy, and he's in heaven. How do we know that? Matthew, the Lord's Prayer that everybody says, it tells us where God the Father is. Our Father, which art in, it gave you his GPS. Think about the scriptures you read and how disconnected we are because of how we've been taught. It tells us where God the Father is, in heaven. Who is Jesus? Jesus is our Savior who finished his assignment and is now seated in heaven. That's why Luke 22:69 tells us, but for now on the Son of Man, he will be seated in the place of power at God's right hand. I'm giving you scripture for everything. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is our helper. Who is the advocate? And he's right here, right now on earth, and he wants to work in your life. That's what the scripture said in John 14:16. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Can I say it really plain to you? The Holy Spirit isn't extra. He is essential. He's not a condiment to your God equation. He's not ranch. He's not a sauce. He's a sirloin. He's the meal. He's God. And nobody ever told me that. I thought the Holy Spirit, just in church and going around, was like, the Holy Spirit is here. And it's like, oh, yeah, God is here. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Or, hey, the Holy Spirit. What happened? The Holy Spirit was there. But there was not much explanation that the same Holy Spirit that was there when you was dancing was there when I was looking at pornography. How do I grieve the Holy Spirit if he wasn't there? He's there everywhere. So while I'm sending the DMs, he's there. While I'm making the crooked business deal, he's there. He's not the third wheel on your life. He's not the one tagging along with God and Jesus, God the Father, and Jesus trying to get a word in. He said, if you need to know the truth, ask me. Wow. Somebody say this. Because when I look at the scriptures in John 14:15-16, you see this word helper translated. Another way it's his advocate. Another word is comforter. This word is translated here only 5 times in the Bible. And in John 14:15-16, talking about the Holy Spirit, the helper, it's 4 out of the 5 times in the entire Bible. They're only talking about the Holy Spirit. The helper for your life is the Holy Spirit. Somebody write this point down. The Holy Spirit is my help. Say it. The Holy Spirit is my help. I'm training your mind and your heart right now to understand something that you may have not understood. Just say it one more time. The Holy Spirit is my help. There's nothing like knowing who to go to for help. Like, have you ever been at a restaurant or something and somebody can't help you? What do? Can I speak to your manager? Because for some reason, you understand that at that level, I ain't gonna get no help. You just bringing me the food, but you can't, they messed this up and I ain't paying for it. And it's like, well, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And I don't have to be mean, church people. Y'all gotta stop being mean to people over your food. They got to know you by your love, not your ignorance, okay? We'll talk about that in another. But there's a way that if they messed it up, okay? But what do? I ask for somebody who can actually help me. It happens in my household. Let me be a transparent. We're hot at Transformation Church, humble, open, and transparent. And what happened at my house is that my daughter Isabella, she is in kindergarten going into the first grade, and she's learning how to read. And my daughter has sadly found out who to go to for help reading. It's not me. My wife, for some reason, thought that it would be good for me to help my daughter learn how to read. And I almost lost all of the Holy Spirit that was in me on one word, the. I'm sitting there talking to Bella. I said, what does the word say, Bella? She says, "Tahi." No, baby, it's a blend word. T-H makes th, and then I don't know why the E ain't making the right sound right now, but it's the. Y'all know how y'all do? Whoever made up the English language, y'all are ghetto because, like, there is a lot of problems. She was like, but E makes a long E or an A. I said, I know, baby, but this word is the cat. She said, okay. I said, all right, now you try it. She said, to he. I said, God, I'm going to need you to help me. Teacher, I said, no, baby, that's a blend word. This says the. She said, what does it say, daddy? I said, duh. She said, duh. I said, duh. She said, duh. I said, all right, read the whole thing together. She said, tahi. I said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of ignorance in this house. Like, I was. And what she learned after the beads of sweat, the pounding on the table, and me walking away 6 times, dad is not the person I go to with help. She found out to go to her mother, not because I couldn't help her, but her mother was better suited to help her. What I'm trying to say to you is, if you need help knowing what to do in your business, God can help you, Jesus can help you, but there's a God, Holy Spirit, who has been fashioned, formed, and suited to help you. And you need to know where to go, because the Holy Spirit is your help. Is there any area in your life that you need help? Yes. You need help to know which business deal to take? Ask the Holy Spirit. You need to know if you should leave the relationship that you've been in for 16 years with no commitment and no covenant. You may not even need to ask the Holy Spirit right there. You know. But if you're still confused, ask the Holy Spirit. You need to know God's will for your life. Ask the Holy Spirit. So many people ask me all the time, Pastor, how do I know God's will for my life? Can I paint a picture for you? Take the lights down for me. In your life, God, what is your will for my life? You stand here, and God shows you a glimpse of your purpose. How do I get there? I can't step outside of the light. See, so many people, just keep it right here, are trying to get there, but when they step out, they step into the darkness. And now I'm at award shows. Now I'm living everybody's life. The problem is you got money, but no God. The problem is you got a marriage, but it is filled with things that don't have God. And some of you today need to step back in to the light. And God says, now you got to get there. How do I get there, God? I see myself being successful. I see myself. Then you start reading your Bible. See, there is a difference, and I need everybody to hear me say this. There is a difference between the wills of God. Okay? I need everybody to hear me say this very clearly. There is a specific will of God for your life, and there is the general will of God for your life. If you need to find the general will of God for your life, you read the Bible. I don't know what to do. I don't know God's will. Open up the Bible, and it will show you steps of what the general will of God is. So I don't know if I can be married to this person or this person. What does the Bible say about marriage? That gives me the general will of God for relationships. Well, what am I supposed to do in business? The Bible gives you general characteristics. But when you need specific instruction, see, the Bible tells you you should be married, but it don't tell you who to marry. And it doesn't say you should be married. Jesus wasn't married. But it shows you how to be married, okay? It shows you how to be married, but it do not tell you who to marry. If you want to know the specific will of God on who to marry, you need the Holy Spirit. Because he's the one that say, leave him alone. But God, he looks like Michael B. Jordan mixed with a little bit of Ben Diesel, with just a little bit of Thor from the movie Lord. See, because it would be easy if the Bible laid it out and it was that simple. But the problem is when we come to this life, it's not a straight line. We are presented with all kinds of options. So, Holy Spirit, where am I supposed to live? LA is there. New York is here. Tulsa is here. Where am I supposed to go? You can read the Bible all day, and he'll say, a sheep know my voice, and a stranger they won't listen to. But if you want exact instructions, you need the Holy Spirit. Move to Tulsa. But Father, when I move to Tulsa, do I have a job? Move back to home. God, this business deal has all of the makings of what I've always prayed for, but it's a Ponzi scheme. Don't do it. Keep serving at that job. Keep praying for the home. Nope. I know you already signed and told them you were coming. But call them back. Call them back. No, I know you'll be embarrassed, but I'm about to save you 4 years. Call them back and tell them you made a mistake. And just keep going forward where I told you to serve. They don't see my gifting. They don't see my talent. Because I'm making your character. If I gave you the platform now, you would ruin it in 36 weeks. But I'm teaching you humility right now. Don't step out of the dark. I mean, don't step out of the light. And this is why the word God gave us this year was stay anchored. Because at the moment you start drifting, I'm further than where I came from, but I'm in the midst of God moving, and I'm nowhere to be found in the dark, in the light. You can't see me here because I stopped listening to the Holy Spirit. And the truth of the matter is, the Holy Spirit is speaking to some of y'all, and you in somebody else's lane. Well, I saw them be successful like this. God said, your blessing ain't in this lane. I know it seems like you further than you ever thought you would be, and people are recognizing you, but man's applause is worthless if I'm with my arms folded. They can applaud for you all day. Get back. Holy Spirit, what's the specific will for my life? I thought I was going to be a music producer, God. I'll use your music. But trust me. Go serve at that church, Greenwood Christian Center. Do the sound. God, I got a $100,000 opportunity in New York. If you go, you'll be successful, but I'll take my hand off of what you're doing. Okay, God, they're not paying me that much. Yeah, but you're investing in your future. Who would have known that moving faders up and down for 2 years for barely any pay would produce a future that I could give other people jobs? Only the Holy Spirit could know. So Holy Spirit, am I supposed to marry Natalie? Yep. So that means I'm going to have to apologize? Yep. And that means I'm going to have to keep apologizing? Yep. And that means I'm going to have to sacrifice for her? Yep. And that means that I'm going to have to cut all these other chicken heads off? Yep. That means I'm going to have to tell people my story because you asked me to be a pastor? Yep. And that means even though it's decades ago when I tell the story, it could potentially scratch the wound that she had again and I might have to say sorry again? Yep. And that Lord, the light don't feel exciting. He said, but what you did, I'll give you a book called Relationship Goals. And I'll let every failure you made turn into a testimony that will help millions of people. Who would have known the world would know me for my greatest mistakes? Except the Holy Spirit. I wasn't going to do relationship goal. I failed the English class. How am I going to write a book? Holy Spirit said, no products ever until you write relationship goals. And somehow the Holy Spirit knew that it would be the number one New York Times bestselling book in the middle of a pandemic and over 500,000 copies. It's now being translated into 7 different languages. Places I've never been will hear my story. Because I listen to the Holy Spirit. All I'm saying to you is no matter where you are right now, even if it feels like you're completely in the dark, I'm asking you to listen to the Holy Spirit through what I'm saying and get back in position so that you can step into the light. And now when you read your Bible, God tells you, yeah, you need an assembly of believers that you can be around. You need to get in connection with people that aren't like how you used to be. And, well, what church do I go to? There's 50 on the same block. God tells you, you don't need to forsake the gathering together. You need to go to church. But the Bible don't tell you which church to go to. Guess who does? The Holy Spirit. You need to know the specific will of God for your life. You better welcome the Holy Spirit. Can we give God some praise right there? Come on, all over the world, all over the building. Oh, come on. The light's coming on in somebody's life right now. The Holy Spirit is coming alive. I literally didn't make it through 3 pages of my notes. I literally have 10 more pages on sermon 1. But the Holy Spirit's doing this today. And he's going to do it for the next 6 weeks. Why wouldn't you accept the upgrade? Why? Why would I have all of this power available to me? All of this help available to me? Because somebody said it was weird? Because somebody abused the term before because you were never taught about it. I have a burden to help you experience God 3.0. Yeah. See, a lot of people don't realize that there's three versions of God. And when you talk about an operating system, it just makes sense to me in my mind. Most of us recognize God. Most of us have loaded up the operating system of God. We say, you know what? I recognize him. But it is my goal at Transformation Church, we represent God to the lost and found for one reason. That's transformation in Christ. What we want you to do is not just recognize that there is a big man upstairs. We want you to recognize there's a God, but we want you to receive God 2.0, which is Jesus. That's why at the end of every service, in just a moment, I'm gonna give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. And once you receive Jesus, the sad truth is this is where most people stop. They just worry about getting to heaven. And God said, but I came that you may have life and life to the full. And through this series, my prayer is that you would release God 3.0. You would release the Holy Spirit. I got 7 weeks with you, class. I want you to recognize God. I want you to receive Jesus. But I really want you to release the Holy Spirit. And it is my burden to represent the Holy Spirit to you. You don't want to miss 1 week of this message. Because what God is revealing to me is about to change the trajectory of your life. And right now, could you just lift your hands everywhere? And we're going to do this at the end of every message. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit. Come on, just say it. Like, this may be your first time right now. Holy Spirit, I receive you. Yeah. And this is what I want you to ask him every day, specifically when we watch this message. Say, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me through this message? Yep. Because the Holy Spirit's going to highlight different things for different people. The crazy thing about the Holy Spirit is he is not bound by time, space. He's not bound by your sin. You could be in a jail cell right now. Holy Spirit is with you. Yay. You could be in a penthouse right now. Woo! Holy Spirit is with you. As you heard Bree say, she was at a place that she could not even see if she would have joy again. Guess who was with her? Holy Spirit. You may be going through a divorce. You may be in the middle of abuse. You may be at the best moment of your life. And Holy Spirit's trying to speak to you. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me? God, make it clear. Show up. I want to accept the upgrade. Come on. Just tell him, I want to accept you. I want to accept you. I want to know you. Come on. You don't have to do it in some weird way. You can be normal and walk every day with the Holy Spirit in the shower. Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say? On the track, Holy Spirit, how many more laps? As I go to the airport, when I'm planning my vacation, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say to me? I need you to speak. Matter of fact, I don't just need you to speak. You're welcomed here. You can be here any day. You can be here at every moment. I welcome you into my life. I want to normalize less men talking and more God talking. Yep. You love to hear Pastor Mike. You love to hear your favorite pastor. But if they're really talking, they're only saying what the Holy Spirit is telling them. And the crazy thing is, why would you ask me when he'll tell you himself? I need the pastor to pray for me. No, you need the Holy Spirit to say something to me for you. Skip the middleman. I'm telling you, I feel that thing. God is saying, skip the middleman. You no longer need a priest or a prophet. You need to hear from God. The Holy Spirit is available. Don't wait till Sunday to get a word. Steel yourself. And just say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. God, I don't know how to not talk mean to my wife. Holy Spirit, help me. God, I don't know how to stop having sex outside of marriage. Holy Spirit, help me. This is what you've needed. Not more money. Not more fame. Not more notoriety. Not a better situation. You need the Holy Spirit. Speak to your children. And we say, Holy Spirit, you are. Flood.
This place and fill the air.
That's your heart.
Your glory.
It's what we're actually longing for.
To be overcome.
Just one more time. Everybody just sing out.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Come flood. Take over my mind. Take over my body, Father. Because
your glory, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Let us become
more aware.
We release you in our life, God.
Presence.
Hey.
Let us experience the glory.
This is God's goodness. Hey!
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience.
The Holy Spirit is speaking to somebody right now. You're getting instruction right now.
Let us speak.
He's calming your heart right now. He's allowing you to forgive right now. Oh, he's moving. He's working. He's active in the earth right now. He's active in your heart right now. He's active in your emotions right now.
Woo. More aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of.
Real soft.
Say, Holy, Holy Spirit.
Put your hands on yourself. Yeah, give yourself a big hug. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here.
Hey. Your glory, that is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Hands lifted all over the world. Father, help us through this series to receive God, the Holy Spirit. Every blockage, every barrier, every backwards teaching, every doubt, I'm praying right now over the next 6 weeks, like an onion, you would peel back the layers of lies and let us be able to see that you provided God the Father, God Jesus, our Savior, and God the Holy Spirit, our helper. You're welcome here. Have your way. If you're listening to this message right now, live or on rebroadcast, you saw those three upgrades, the God 1.0, God 2.0, God 3.0. I know I want you to get the Holy Spirit, but I want you to know the Holy Spirit is involved in you receiving salvation. Did you know that? See, if you've ever like, I know there's a God, like there's something drawing me, there's something calling me. The Bible tells us clearly in 1 Corinthians 12:3, it says, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except the Holy Spirit draw them. So even though you didn't fully recognize him, that thing that's on the inside of you drawing him, drawing you to him, drawing you to Jesus, it's the Holy Spirit. You know how you know somebody, but you don't know them? It's like, I always see you. Like, this is our first time meeting, but I always see you. You're always, that's what this is. The Holy Spirit's been whispering to you since you were a baby. He's been drawing you since you were 2 and 4 and 8, and he kept you from danger seen and unseen, and he allowed there to be a hedge of protection. That was the Holy Spirit. Today, some of you have seen him, but now you're being introduced. But the best way to get to know him is through Jesus. And today, if you need to give your life to Jesus, I feel like salvations are about to erupt all over the world. I feel the presence of God, and the Holy Spirit is there with you right now. If you need to receive Jesus or give your life back to Jesus so that you can have a real relationship, not just with God the Father, God the Son, but also with God the Holy Spirit, today you need to receive Jesus at salvation. And the Holy Spirit has been doing work your whole life to get you to this moment. Why would you not accept Jesus? Why would you not? Today is the day of your salvation. Why are you so passionate about this, Pastor Mike? Because it's the one thing that took me from being a liar, a manipulator, somebody who was addicted to pornography. I had all kinds of bad and wrong things in my heart. And God says, if you just accept what my Son did, I provided the sacrifice, but just accept it and believe it by faith, not by works, but by faith. You will be saved. And guess what? Then you get the Holy Spirit, and He's gonna lead you into all truth. Today, receive Jesus. On the count of three, if you want to receive Jesus today, that was provided by our Father, our good, good Father, I want you to shoot your hand up all over the world. And this is nothing to be ashamed of. This honestly is the thing you should be most proud of. More proud than graduating with honors and degrees. All of that stuff, you lose that when you leave here. But the honor that you're going to be getting today after you accept Jesus is your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And for eternity, you are saved. One, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, it doesn't matter who's around you. I am so proud of you. But more than that, your name is going to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Three, I want you to lift your hands up all over the world if you desire to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We're going to pray together. I see you. But more than me seeing you, God sees you. Holy Spirit is right there. He's jumping up and down. The person of the Holy Spirit says, now I get to talk and walk with them. Now I get to lead them in truth. Now tomorrow, when they're tempted to do that, I can say, don't do that. And they'll listen to me because of the decision you're about to make right now. Transformation Nation, you already know how we do. Nobody prays alone here. We're a big family. So I want everybody to lift this prayer up for the benefit of those who are coming to Christ. Can we say, God? Come on, say it out loud. Say, God, thank you for providing Jesus to be my Savior. Today, I need a transformation. I believe He lived, He died, and He rose again with all power just for me. And today, I surrender my life. Take over, change me, renew me, transform me. I'm yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give God a shout of praise? Oh, y'all better stop playing. There are hundreds of people that just gave their life to Christ, and heaven is rejoicing. If you just made that decision, I'm so proud of you. Because what you just did is change your life forever. I want you to text the number on your screen. Text SAVE to the number on your screen, and we're going to send you some resources. And we're going to help you. We want you to go back and watch other sermon series this week as you're transforming. Go back and watch Grace Like a Flood. Go back and watch Relationship Goals. Go back and watch Planet Not Buried. God is going to begin. Excuse me. God, the Holy Spirit is about to start talking to you. If you release Him, He's about to start whispering to you. He'll lead you in all truth. Well, I need a meeting with the pastor. No, you don't. You need a meeting with the Holy Spirit. He is ready to help you. So proud of you. And this week, we're going to be rejoicing. This is my prayer for Transformation Nation. Let the Holy Spirit speak all week. Don't grieve Him. Don't stifle Him. Don't be dodging. Some of y'all keep noise going. Because if you got quiet, He'd actually tell you to answer. Yeah. If you are committed to the upgrade of your life, this is what I wanted to say, but I ain't get through all my notes. But accepting the Holy Spirit is the ultimate upgrade. See, the thing about this phone is next year they'll have a new one. And the year after that, they'll have a new one. And the year after that, they'll have a new one. If I'm going to stay current, what's now will not be current 4 years from now. I'll always need another upgrade. The thing about the Holy Spirit is once you release Him in your life, there's no upgrade needed, because He is the ultimate upgrade. The same Holy Spirit that told my mother and father to move to Tulsa 30 something years ago is the same Holy Spirit that talked to Bishop and Pastor Debbie and told them to start a church and reverse the curse, and was the same Holy Spirit that told me that I was going to be a pastor, and was the same Holy Spirit that told Charles to shut down Eden and come serve, and it's the same Holy Spirit that told you to tune in today, and it's the same Holy Spirit. Somebody say, the same Holy Spirit. When you release him in your life, he'll be with you forever. This next 7 weeks is going to change everything. I love you. I believe you. Believe in you. Just one question. Why would you not accept the upgrade? Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters that this day will be marked in their life, that they will accept you, release you, and now we'll learn about you. We trust you. We believe you. And we thank you. May this be the best week of their life, Father God. Thank you that they will hear you more clearly, and a stranger they will not listen to. Thank you that whatever they touch, Father God, prospers. And Father, you send a hedge of protection around their family, their business, and more than anything, their mind. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for what you did today. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we agree. Go out and live a transformed life. Let's give God some praise.